Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, your inspiration station with coaches Wendy, Krista, and Shermin. Our goal is to search out and share with you the latest news about how to become and stay empowered to make the most transformative lifestyle or business building choices. For 30 minutes each Monday at 12 noon U.S. Eastern Time, you will have the opportunity to hear inspiring interviews with coaches specializing in a variety of life-transforming areas. It is our intent to provide you a once-a-week break of inspiration to carry you throughout your week. Your co-hosts are Wendy, who is a business transformation coach, Krista, who is a healthy lifestyle coach, and Shermin, who is a success coach. It is important to know that all of the concepts and information presented during any of our shows are for educational purposes only. They are not intended to guarantee results of any kind. Please consult with professionals before embarking on any lifestyle or business-related changes. Again, welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, your inspiration station. We hope you enjoy the show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Sky's the Limit Radio. My name is Wendy Hatton, and we have another very exciting, interesting show planned for you today. It's called Show Me the Clients with Jory Fisher. So on today's show, we'll be talking about solopreneurs who have not enough clients, not enough income, not enough encouragement and support, not enough clarity, and too much despair, overwhelm, fear, and isolation. But before we jump into all that, let's first introduce our guest to you. It's Jory Fisher, offers highly motivated business owners the support, training, and network they need to stop struggling and start thriving so they can make the difference they're called to make. A Phi Beta Kappa Summa Cum Laude graduate of Southern Methodist University, Jory earned her master's degree in Spanish from Middlebury College and her law degree from the University of Virginia. She practiced law for 20-plus years in the Commonwealth of Virginia and served as a founding faculty member and associate dean of Liberty University School of Law. Jory holds several coaching certifications, including Master Certified Christian Coach, Professional Certified Coach, and Certified Business Coach and Startup Expert. She's delighted to be a certified trainer in the Bank Code Methodology, a personality profiling system that has been scientifically proven to predict, it predicts buying behavior. So that's great. Welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, Jory. We're so glad to have you.
Wendy, thank you. Good afternoon. I'm delighted to be here.
Oh, great. So let's just jump right in and start with the questions. So first of all, could you just tell us why you do what you do and what your backstory is?
Sure, I'd be happy to do that. I really thought that my entire life was going to be devoted to public service and ministry, and I never thought about the need to have to attract clients. So, for example, for several years I worked for the federal government before I went to law school, and then after law school I worked for Prison Fellowship International, a Christian ministry, and then for Fairfax County government. I represented Department of Social Services as an assistant county attorney. And then in Lynchburg, Virginia, I was executive director of the Child Abuse Prevention Center. And then after that, when my children are a little bit older and I could go back to work full-time, I was a legal aid attorney, a public defender, and then I helped get Liberty University School of Law up and running. So all of that was wonderful, and none of that required the need for client attraction, right? I mean, I often say to people who are just asking me about my legal career and how it prepared me for coaching that certainly being a public defender or legal aid attorney where you have people lined up at your door for free legal services, that is not the kind of experience you need for learning how to attract clients. In fact, if anything, you need to kind of turn them away, right? There's so many of them.
Right.
So that was
right.
A huge difference for me, huge difference. So when I started out as a coach, I at first was coaching law students at Liberty University School of Law. So again, no issues with client attraction. But then when I left the law school and I went out on my own, I found that it wasn't so easy. I thought, okay, I'll build a website and they'll come. All I have to do is get an online presence. And I was led to believe, probably I misunderstood. I don't think I was deceived, certainly. I think I just misunderstood. But I thought that if I built a website, I would be known and people would come just really needing to have life coaching. And it didn't turn out that way. So,
yeah.
I struggled. I struggled to understand what a niche was. I struggled to really find my footing and understand who I am and what I needed to do in the world to help make a difference for people who would be willing to pay. And it was a huge investment in time, a huge investment in money. And then when I finally got the help that I needed and was able to get it right and help other people, that's when I decided, okay, you know what? I may as well declare myself as a business coach because somehow it's working and I need to help other people do the same.
Mm-hmm. So my question is, with all of the certifications that you received, did they not train very much on client attraction in any of those courses you took?
I think I missed those classes. I must not have been paying attention, or I just didn't do it right. I mean, surely I can't imagine that there's a coaching school on the face of this earth that doesn't tell you, hey, you need to get your own clients. So, again, I don't want to cast any aspersions on my coaching schools. I just didn't realize how important that needed to be. And I'll never forget the time. My husband and I get along famously, but I remember when I actually raised my voice at him because he came home from work and he said, okay, so that all sounds good, because, of course, I had to tell him what I was doing to have my website look perfect, and I got my logo, and I got my this, and I got my that, and the colors are gorgeous, and blah, blah, blah. And we were walking our dogs, and I just remember his saying, all right, well, so what did you do to actually speak to a potential client today? And I was like, oh, well, no. It doesn't work that way. First I need to do da-da-da-da-da, right? And it was just really, really frustrating to figure out how to attract clients. So, yes, I know the schools must have taught me, but I must not have been paying attention very well or just not doing the work.
Right, or didn't realize how important that piece is. Right.
Say that again?
Maybe just didn't realize how important that piece is, and it sort of went through one ear and out the other, possibly.
Something, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you, what struggles do most new entrepreneurs grapple with besides that, like around client attraction? Are they just not, just like we were mentioning, maybe they just didn't realize how important it is, so they weren't really paying attention to it. Is there anything else that they might struggle with?
Yes. Well, I mean, some people probably do have a little bit of what I had. And that's also, I think it's also related to not being super clear on your calling and super clear on your purpose. And even if you do have that clarity of calling and clarity of purpose, there's always the chance that the group that you're most called to work with is not a group that can afford to pay you. For example, as a public defender, I learned, and a legal aid attorney, and some of the other things I've done in my life, I've learned how to relate really well to incarcerated men and women. But if I were to be coaching them, unless I were to get some amazing grant from the state, which is unlikely, I would not be earning much money, right? So One of the problems that I have found is that people are called to, let's just say, life coaching, right? And they believe it's a ministry, but they think, or at least they've persuaded their spouses to believe, that they can also make money from it. But they might not have an ideal client, a niche that really is profitable. So you have to really look at what is your niche and relate that to, Is it business? Is it ministry? Is it nonprofit? Because coaches in particular, you can coach anybody on anything. You can be a fantastic and certified, of course, life coach and help top executives. You can help people in prison. You can help people at your church. You can help people in your community. So you need to find out, you need to ascertain, you need to discern, are you in it to help bring in income to the family? Are you in it to be able to make a difference in the world but not financially, right? So let's say hypothetically that you do decide, whoa, I want my coaching business to be a profitable, successful business. Then you need to have a niche that is going to be able to attract clients who are willing to pay you money.
Right. So you have to determine what group of people they are and where to find them, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly, because I could help a lot of people. We all can, right? But let's say there are five groups of people that you really enjoy working with, and you actually feel called to work with those five people. If you're in this to make a profit, then you need to look at those groups and say, oh, okay, well, this group is most likely to be able to pay me. I mean, you do need to make decisions like that, and I think that's very hard for a lot of people. A lot of people go into, and again, I'm going to use coaching or consulting as an example, as something that they're very, very attracted to because it's a medium that really suits them well, and that's wonderful, but they've never learned marketing and sales. And they've never had to make that decision of which of these groups that I enjoy working with will actually pay me for my services.
Interesting. Yeah. So how is it that you help your clients? What is it that you actually do for them? And we were talking before the show started that you work mostly in the local area, the Baltimore area, and how does that all work together?
Okay. And I do want to draw a distinction. I don't know that I do anything for people. I know that sounds funny, but
yeah.
I come alongside and encourage. I also teach, sure, but people have to do the work themselves. And that was a lesson I learned early on. Maybe I'd been a coach for about 3 years, and I joined a very expensive, well, for me, I considered it very expensive because I wasn't bringing in much money. But a very expensive mastermind group that met for an entire year, and they taught me really, really good material, right, and strategies and success tips and all of that, wonderful coaches. But I didn't do the work as they wanted me to do, and so I didn't make the income that I needed to make as a result or should be making if I'm going to be paying that kind of money for a mastermind group. So you really need to look at that. What I do as a I do lead a mastermind group, yes. And I encourage people, support them, help keep them focused. I teach them what they need to learn in order to have a very strong, firm foundation to build a very strong, firm, profitable business. And they have to do the work. So I just wanted to make that distinction.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, there are some companies that will do the work for you, right? I mean, maybe you hire a social media expert to post topics that are interesting to you or something that you do. I mean, there are some companies out there that do the work for you. I don't do that.
Right. Those done-for-you services, like consulting or something like that.
Yeah.
It looks like Shermin is here.
Lovely.
I just opened up her mic. Shermin, are you here? Can you hear us? Let's see. Let me open up another mic. Here we go. You're here, Shermin?
Hi. Yes, this is me. Hi, Jory. I'm sorry I'm a little late. It's great.
Hello, Shermin. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Yes, I've been listening in. Great stuff so far. So I have a question right now. The sales conversation is really important, you say. Tell us a little bit more about that. Why is that?
Oh, thank you. I'm happy to speak about that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that a lot of people who are new in business, and who maybe especially if they provide a service, find themselves kind of fumbling and stumbling over their words in the sales conversation because of fear, doubt, uncertainty. And a lot of times it's because we're afraid of what people are going to think of us, and we don't want to hear the word no. So what happens is ego, really, our own egos are sitting on the thrones, and we need to dethrone that, right? And think of being in service to the people that we're speaking to. So I like to try to, I like to find out as much as I can about somebody before I have that sales conversation or that enrollment conversation. So to that end, I have people who are considering the possibility of working with me fill out a questionnaire. I do that so that I don't waste people's time and also to be efficient for myself, right, my own time. If you know enough about the person to know what their values are, what motivates them, what their A to B is, and by that I mean what is their present circumstance and what is the circumstance that they see for themselves, what is the vision that they hold for where they want to be. So there's certain things that you need to know, and if you can find out some of those things ahead of time, that is fantastic. I have a 90-second assessment that helps me know people's values. And if I may, can I share what that link is if people want to take that right now?
Absolutely. That'd be great.
Okay. Just go to mybankcode.com/Jory, J-O-R-Y. So mybankcode.com/Jory. And if anybody takes that 90-second assessment, they will receive a report, and I will receive a report about them that helps me know, are they primarily a nurturing person? Are they primarily a person of action? Are they primarily a person who, we call them a blueprint, but somebody where processes and systems are important? Are they primarily a person where knowledge is important? They just need to learn, constant learners, and it's all good. There's no right or wrong. But that's just an example of something that would be important to me so that when I have the sales conversation with them, I can save time and money for both of us, right, so that I would know a little bit more about them before we even speak. So when you have that sales conversation with someone, whether you are looking to sell a product or you are looking to sell a service, right, you need to totally be in service to that other person. So if you are coming from a place of fear of, oh my gosh, how am I going to pay the mortgage this month, you know, or how am I going to get extra money for my cruise, you know, whatever your place of fear might be, if you're from a place of lack or scarcity and, oh my gosh, I have to get this client, you are not going to be in full service to them. You're thinking about yourself more than them. So that's what I mean, that you really need to be thinking about the other person and you need to be in service to them.
Absolutely. That makes so much sense. Absolutely. And I assume that it sounds wonderful, that 90-second assessment, and that you really can zone in on a person very, very quickly. So there must be so much benefit. You know, just the first 90 seconds is already 90 seconds is so valuable for you.
Mm-hmm.
How do you, you know, I'm sure that a lot of people really benefit from working with you. It just sounds like you just get right in there and start running.
They get in there and start running. If I'm doing my job, then they get in there and start running. Yes.
Yeah. You get them to start running, and it sounds like you're really good at motivating people. But what would you say is the biggest benefit for people as far as, you know, them working with you? What do they get out of that? And, I mean, I see a lot already, but I want you to speak a little bit more to that.
Okay. I think confidence and clarity are huge. So,
yeah.
Let's say confidence, clarity, clients, and cash. We'll go with the C's. But what I do is I run a 12-month mastermind group, And it's here in the Baltimore area where we meet in person, but I also run it virtually. So I have a client, for example, in St. Louis, and another client, for example, in Miami, Florida. So you can live anywhere and still enjoy the benefits of this program. I'm a top six coach, and that name comes from the fact that only 6% of entrepreneurs actually make it into six figures, bringing home six figures. And that is a statistic that comes from the Evelyn Kaufman Foundation. And so top six coaches around the United States and in Canada and in South Africa, that's where we are so far. And this is all started by my business partner and good friend, Tommy Wolf. We help people get into six figures. Now, obviously, as a coach, you never promise a client anything, right? But we show mm-hmm. you what you need to do in order to have a six-figure business. So in my 12-month mastermind program, I teach modules that are considered to be the foundation of building a profitable business. So it's not magic, right? It's what everybody out there who's running a respectable mastermind group, for example, is or should be teaching. So, for example, you need to have niche clarity. And by that I mean, who is it that you are serving? So who are you meant to serve? Who is your ideal client? What problem are you helping resolve or helping them do, right? They need to do it. But what are you need to know what problem you can help your clients resolve. And you need to know what results you can help bring about for your client. So with that mm-hmm. niche clarity and choosing a niche where, indeed, people will pay you, that is what will help you have that successful business that you're longing to have. So my mastermind program does help people get clear on their niche. My mastermind program also helps them to decide which client attraction methods are the most important for them, are going to be the best match for them, because not everybody likes to get out there and speak. Not everybody likes to write a book, for example, right? So which client attraction methods are good for you? Which money-making methods are good for you? Do you want to do one-on-one coaching, group coaching? Perhaps it's better for you to have a franchise, a licensing agreement. So what money-making modules are good for you? And then if you are going to have a website, and I'm not a huge proponent of having to do everything online, right? But you still need to have an online business card to be considered, to be taken seriously these days, right? So if you are going to have a website, and we encourage you to do so at the right stage, not what I did. I mean, I put the cart before the horse. I was like, okay, I'm in a coaching program to be a life coach. Gee, I better get my website up. No, a little too early. So when you are ready to have a website, what do you need to have on that website? Mm-hmm. That would be an example. So, when you are ready to start speaking, how do you put together your sales story? How do you get speaking gigs? Right? Mm-hmm. So these are the kinds of things that I teach in my mastermind group, and in the mastermind group, we're all about helping people focus, helping people feel supported, and helping people know that they are going to be held accountable. So when you come to each meeting, okay, these are the commitments you made last month. Do we encourage you to do a little bit better this time, or should we applaud you because you can cross this one off the list? So focus, support, and accountability are huge. So as a result of doing all this and working with me, come out of this feeling more clear on how they're serving people and more confident about how they're serving people. And the really nice thing is if you aren't doing that, then you're also going to have higher income coming in, and you'll be attracting the clients that you're meant to serve. So it all fits together very nicely.
Very, very nicely. Yeah. And do you work with real beginners as well, or mostly people that have some idea what they want to do as far as their coaching business?
The latter. And I don't work just with coaches either. It's any professional who's in a service-providing profession. Yeah. So a lawyer, for example, chiropractor, for example, graphics designer, people in the financial industry, authors and consultants. I have a wide variety of people in my mastermind group, right? But everybody has some idea first of what their service is, I mean, I don't help a person learn their craft. I wouldn't teach you how to be a coach. I wouldn't teach you how to be a virtual assistant, for example. You need to find that out on your own. But once you have a trade and you're honing your craft, then it's also incredibly important to know how to do marketing and sales. In fact, you've heard of the 80-20 rule, I'm sure, Sherman, and you need to spend 80% of your time on marketing and sales, a fact I did not know when I first started out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Got you on that one. Yep.
Sure.
I know we all learn some way, even if it has to be the hard way. But that sounds great. It must be really nice to have so many different kinds of people in your mastermind groups as well. I would assume that they
It is. It's fun.
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to ask about that. Hey, Jory, you said so you have the local, you have your local clients that you meet for mastermind, and you said you also have virtual people who are out of the area in the mastermind.
Right.
Do you have a monitor there or on the phone or something?
Oh, beautiful
at the
question.
Same time?
No, we have a separate day. It's called our virtual masterminders, right?
Oh.
So it's a separate day, and that is done by webinar. Mm-hmm.
I see. Oh, okay. Oh,
good question.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So we're almost out of time, but we want to actually hear a little bit more about what other things that you offer. We heard about the mybankcode.com. And then you have other things that you can offer as well. Is that true?
I do, and there are a couple things you can do. You could go to my website, joryfisher.com, and sign up for resources there.
Okay.
And if you just email me, jory@joryfisher.com, and that's spelled F-I-S-H-E-R, so jory@joryfisher.com, and let me know that you heard us on our little radio program here today, I'd be happy to send you a digital copy of an e-zine that was written by my business partner, Tommy Wolf, and it's called 7 Stumbling Blocks That Keep Solopreneurs Stuck in 5 Figures. So you could just say 7 stumbling blocks. You don't have to remember it all, but it's 7 stumbling blocks that keep solopreneurs stuck in 5 figures. Another
right.
fun thing I want to just add that I really love Blog Talk Radio. I think you guys are doing a super job, and this is a wonderful thing for you to be doing. And if anybody listening wants to just put my name in the search box, Jory Fisher, or Heart and Soul, I had a radio show called Heart and Soul for Women of Faith on Blog Talk Radio, and we have quite a few recordings that in the archives. So if anybody wants to listen to those who are listening to this show, that would be great.
Awesome.
Great.
Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you so much for sharing all that, Jory. That's great information, and we'll make sure to put a link on our Facebook page as well to some
thank
of the
you.
Things you've shared. Yes. Thank you so much for being with us. I can't believe we're already out of time. I guess a little time with you. I'm hoping that you would come back and, kind of continue our talk at another time. Would you be
Well, that would be lovely,
that?
Sherman. Thank you for inviting me.
Awesome, Jory. Thank you so much. And
have a beautiful day, Wendy and Sherman. And I would be more than happy to come back and speak another time. God bless you.
Great.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Jory.
Thank you so much.
And thank you to our listeners for tuning in again today to Sky's the Limit Radio and listening to some of this awesome stuff that Jory has shared with us. As always, we have a Facebook page where you can get more information about upcoming shows at facebook.com/Sky's the Limit or go to our website at skystillimitradio.com to find out all the good stuff we have coming up for you in the future. We'd love to hear from you. Share whatever thoughts are on your mind, either on Facebook or on our website. And we look forward to the next episode. Remember, the sky's the limit to what you can do. And we will see you, hear you, talk to you soon. Goodbye, everyone. Goodbye, Jory.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you, Jory. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.